In university, I had four roommates. I got along very well with two of them, but none of us got along very well with the fourth. He was dirty, loud, obnoxious, and generally didn't consider the feelings of others. However, his family was very powerful and well known, so we felt that we were not really able to say anything. It made all of us feel helpless, because if we had not known who his family was, we would have certainly dealt with him. In university, I had four roommates. I got along very well with two of them, but none of us got along very well with the fourth. He was dirty, loud, obnoxious, and generally didn't consider the feelings of others. However, his family was very powerful and well known, so we felt that we were not really able to say anything. It made all of us feel helpless, because if we had not known who his family was, we would have certainly dealt with him. The negative actions that have occurred to them so many times. Think about the downtrodden and unfortunate in history, the slaves in Egypt and the Americas, the Holocaust, or the plight of women in some parts of the world. It is difficult to hear their voices because they have no power. Nobody is listening. It is our duty, according to Isaiah, to listen. Do not contribute to the problem, be a part of the solution.